que
I
mudar
ain't
a coisa na vida.
cleaning that shit.
Right. I'm excited. We're back. It's been a while.
Finally.
It's been ages.
It's been basically a year. I think the last time
Wonder.
we recorded might have been in December, I think.
In a year, almost. Oh, hey, we back. We back. I feel like there's at least six episodes in the catalog that's like titled "We're Back." But fuck it.
Hey man, life be life him, but
Likewise,
we'll get back into the groove. We'll get more. We'll get
yeah.
back to where we were
If
before.
you guys are still a part of this, you know, this is for us. We want to build back that base and stuff and everything, because obviously you guys are important. But you know, this is mostly for us right now. So, you know, we're happy for what we get as we're going through this process. Thank you so much for y'all being out there. But we're here, and because it has been so long, allow me to reintroduce myself.
My
My
name
name
is
is Will.
Hove. H.
Which
No, I'm
2K
just playing.
was that? Was that 12 or 13?
Don't know.
We not playing 2K like that when that was out?
No, I
Oh,
literally, I don't like only play. I played a little bit of. I think it was 13 when Jordan was on the cover. I played 13, 14. I played a ton of 15. Then I think like I played a little bit of 16 and I stopped fucking buying them after. I was like, all right, same fucking game. Call of Duty gets me, but I will not allow 2K to get me as well.
sorry, by the way, I wasn't listening. That was when I was on a run of. There was 2K10 through from which you 2K. Well, by the way, everybody, I also just got over a cold. You hear me coughing. That's it. Not COVID, but that literally
No
COVID
vid,
came
no vid.
through. COVID, probably flu. Anyway, before we get off topic subject, I did that. My name is Ho, the heirloom, 2K13. Probably, in all honesty, the best 2K. I put my life on that.
Will not argue.
And then to go back into it, let me reintroduce myself. My name is Micah, aka Big Mike, aka Big Dan, aka Large Lactose, aka Young Yogurt, aka too many AKAs. But all you know, Big Mike, aka Big Dick. One of them. Mark Lactose,
Whoa,
double
hey.
LD.
Come on, man.
Hey, come on. So,
But
not the end of
anyways,
May.
let me
We're not the end
reintroduce myself. My name is, I'm gonna count it out. Dre. Uncle Scuba. Well, really, I'm Papa Scoob now. Because for those of you that have missed it, I am a father to a 1-year-old now. The nautical nephew, aquatic shogun, you know, a lot of other nicknames. I'm probably forgetting a lot, but those are just some of my favorites that I've had over the years. But yeah, we back in this thing, man. This is the Days at the Arcade podcast. In case you forgot, because I think we did, but we back.
We did. We got a little bit. So, that being said, it's been a while. Been a long time. Let's talk about it. What have you been playing in this recent time? What have you been watching? You know, just to let the people know. We don't want to go too in-depth, but like, you know what is the nautical depth you've been up to?
So, video game wise, I'm playing a lot of that new game, Lies of P. Really good game. Love that game. I don't know. I can't put a percent wise where I'm at right now. I have no idea, like, thematically where I'm at in the game. But I've been playing that. Slowly dipping and dabbing back into Monster Hunter. And then when I'm on my, like, and I'm chilling, watching TV, I would boot up Bloons TD6. That game it's a mobile game. If you know, you know. I've been playing Bloons since What was it back in the day? Like in middle school, like you play those flash games. Was it like math something? I don't know. It used to be a flash game. It started off as a flash game, Lone Star Defense, and now it's on the arcade or Apple Arcade. I've been playing it, bro. It is so much fun. It's so much fun. But watching, I really haven't been watching anything, honestly. I don't really watch a ton of TV. Like I watch football and basketball when that stuff is on. Well, at least when the teams I like are on. And then I kind of just watch YouTube, really. I don't really. I'm about to start getting making the anime though. I was like, I got a lot of anime I'm gonna catch up on and watch. So.
Well, it's still going to be anime. So, in the next episode, we're going to have a big review on the anime. But, all right, okay. So, that's what's up. My FP, I'm interested. I want to play. I want to say, I don't know if the last time we recorded, if I had this Xbox yet or not. I think I
I don't
did.
think you did.
So, I have an Xbox Series X. Wish I got an X. Got an X. Affordable. What have I been playing? I've been getting back into Outer Worlds. Now I'm realizing my problem with RPG is I care too much about the side quest and the main story. That's what me. I should have been in Outer Worlds eons ago. Same thing with Red Dead. I get so distracted by going inside shit. It's like, what is the actual purpose of this game? I'd rather be living out like this. Let me put his hands up. Yes. Yeah, because right now the bus game is also on, and he is ahead of me. So I don't
Only
know
by a couple of seconds.
what
Only by a couple of seconds. You know what I'm
this
saying?
guess somebody who's
Big
fourth.
Bucks Nation, you feel me?
Who's fourth?
Mike Evans.
I love Mike Evans. I need Chris Godwin.
Oh, fantasy.
Anyway. Also, fantasy football's RPG. But what have I been doing? Also, been playing Sea of Stars, really fun game. Makes me wish Sea of RPG, okay, not as a JRPG back in the day. It's not one, but it has that feel of it. And then one thing that Dre and I were just talking about before we got really into this was this season of Apex, I decided to only play ranked. But I have been playing Apex consistently for, let's say 3 or 4 months, but it's a grind. I just made it to rookie, like rookie one. There were so many games. To the point, I just can't. My KD this season is terrible. It's actually, your KD's bad when you can actively watch it go bad. So, I don't know. I just said, if I'm gonna play Apex, and I'm not gonna buy the Battle Pass, what am I gonna do? I'm gonna see how far I can get it right. So. That's honestly what I'm doing. Anytime I see a skin that I like, I'll just buy the skin I like. I don't care about paying for the skin down the bag. Spend my money how I want to. But
Yeah, I'm not
why?
buying any more battle passes. You don't fucking rank
Not
them up
gonna lie,
fast
say I'm
enough for
lying.
me.
I'm not gonna lie, say I'm not gonna buy another battle pass, but it's gonna have to be something worth.
I think
And then talking about watching,
just hate them.
I just watched Chainsaw Man. Really good. I was
Chainsaw
sick
Man.
of it from work. I just watched Chainsaw Man.
I think I
Yeah.
started that one, but never finished it.
I think I was watching it subbed, and the thing about it was like you actually had to pay attention. And so my bit, I'm actually blaming me not liking sub anime because of my vision. It's hard for me to read it from the back of my neck. You think it has right. So, if I want to lay in bed and watch the show, I want it to be in English so I can fully get into it. Because if not, I actually have to like sit down in front of the TV and like read it.
Right.
But yeah, just finished that. Excellent, very warning, but like
Hey.
corny done in a good way. And corny done
Oh,
well.
it's not that fan servicey type horny.
No, yes, but but like, it is one of those if somebody walked into the room, you might get in trouble. If that makes sense. If somebody did
That
like
does make sense.
the scene on the
Yeah.
wall, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
It's
Be
like,
like, What the fuck are you watching? No, chill. Bro, you gotta stay. You gotta just stay for like 10 seconds. You'll see they about to start fighting. It's not what you think
Yeah. Y'all be straight to the
I promise, I promise.
For those who don't know, like, it's basically the dude is he has he's been homeless and a bum and a peasant for his whole life, and so now he has got to do like his one dream in life is to touch boobs and have sex.
Sicko.
And but like everybody else is talking like, my dream is to be the best. My dream is like, I've never had nothing. I just was big. Like I just slept in the bed not long ago. So I really enjoy it. I think it's really good. And then Attack on Titan finale. Watch that. Have you seen it yet?
Bro, I literally like, I haven't watched the Attack on Titan season finale since the rumbling started. So that last episode of like part one or two or whatever the fuck it was, I haven't watched since then. So I miss a lot. I got a lot to catch up on,
Actually,
but I don't know what to stream it on.
what do you mean you don't see me? What did I just say to you last night? Pause.
True, true. Yeah, pause.
Oh.
That was crazy. That was
That
crazy.
that's what I've been really watching. Like you, I don't really watch TV. Like I watch a YouTube channel if I want to learn something in a video game, but finally get back in TV. Oh, Vinland Saga season two, watching that as well. So anime heavy, but I also did something
Oh
else.
shit.
So
This might get tragic real fast. I'm an idiot. No, keep going.
okay. Well, while Dre's an idiot and he's not paying attention, 9 times out of 10 probably because his head said it was charged before he started doing it.
Oh,
I like to
worse.
keep going with the laptop in here. I'm gonna keep going, and something else that Dre and I recently have done. We both got Scarlet and Violet, Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, and it was a really good playthrough. Don't mean to brag, but I am. First time I've completed the Pokédex mini game. Got very close lots of times, but I was a big kid. And this was the first time I
Dang.
was like, I can do this. I can do this, and who's gonna stop me and why not? And so I just did that Pokédex, finished the game. What oh so here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna do a little bit of review. Violent. If you guys don't know, December 12th or 13th, you have Google, you can find it. We're gonna get the second DLC for that. Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. You guys can real quick. The name, but Dre, while I'm doing that, what are some things that you really liked about it? What are some things that you loved, some things you didn't like? What's going on with that? With you and that Pokemon.
One of the things that really I loved about the game is they kind of, I don't know, they finally shook up the formula a little bit. Like, I love the open worldness of it. Like, it wasn't like that fake or semi-open world that was Sword and Shield. This game was actually like open world. You can go anywhere. You can catch all the Pokemon, but at the same time, like certain areas, like if you ran in a certain Pokemon, like they was fucking like level 50s, 60s. So if you running up on them and you got a team of level 20s, like me, it's a very quick trip to the Pokemon Center. What I also liked was, I just really enjoy like just catching Pokemon. Like that was probably the most fun I had was completing the Pokédex, just catching all the Pokemon. And I will say, I did like some of the gym battles. Like the earlier ones were actually kind of tough, but once you put together your team, they got really easy. The Elite Four was kind of, they was kind of tough. I'm gonna be honest. Like I maybe it's because I went in there kind of unprepared. I kind of just ran into it, but they were kind of tough. Champion, garbage. I cooked the champion. It's so easy.
Oh, yeah, I'm never going to
Cooked. Cooked.
I
That final
it's
boss fight too was probably the best final boss fight since Getsis to me.
Gekken in Black and
Pokemon
White.
Black and White. Yep.
I like you're talking about a final boss fight. I like Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon. The dragon at the end. Now you're talking about actual person, boss. I
Yeah.
think Sun and Moon boss actually wasn't really too bad. What, Lycra? Lycra? I didn't like him, but
Nah, he was
yeah.
that one was all right. That one was all right.
About the champion, though. I also cook the champion. I really am interested in her, like, her main Pokemon that she uses. And I think my next playthrough, I'm gonna try it out. I'm gonna try to evolve it and go through everything. Maybe with the DLC. Also, to go back DLC in the Gold Mask and the oh, sorry, the Teal Mask in the Dungeon. So, really excited for that. For the most part, yeah, Dre, I think I kind of I would agree with most of the things that you said. One of the things that I really did enjoy was that open world, because while it was open world, a lot was so different, and you could do all these different things. At the same time, was you probably could still like reel it in and not try to go too far out, and try to go get too crazy.
Right.
If that makes sense, because yeah, like you said, I remember the first time, and I didn't mind pretty girl. I think I went to some level 30. I think I saw level 6. Oh, that sucked. But I think when I got around level 20, 25, I went and I opened up the whole thing. I went and explored every POI. I went and talked to everybody, found a couple of hidden items. I can also say this about that game. That's one of the few games, especially like first time playing it, didn't look anything up. I kind of played that one very straightforward, and I think it was very fun doing that for the first time in a long time. Obviously, evolving some of these weird ass Pokemon. Like,
That was the
walking around
only
for
thing I looked
a
up. That was the only thing I looked up was like how to
yeah.
evolve Pokemon. Because I ain't gonna lie, I kind of hate that they do that now. You gotta fucking evolve a Pokemon at 12:37 p.m. on the third Sunday of August. Like, come on, bro. Like, God, Lee. Like, what was the one Pokemon? Or it was a couple of them where you had the Pokemon had to follow you and take like 1,000 steps or
Oh
something like
yeah,
that.
bug spiking.
Not difficult, but like,
Annoying.
God, please.
Little mouse Pokemon, I had to do that. Yeah. Like
Oh,
more
mouse
annoying
hole.
than
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
mouse.
tedious shit.
Which is but still like a cool little thing, mouse hole. I like that a lot. One of my and like I said, when we talk about the opening, I don't think people realize like gyms 1 and 2, I think they simply kind of open world. I think gyms 2 really did a lot. But like Gen 1, you for sure can like open up the whole map and just do a whole bunch of things. And that's why I said I really like that. I like it. Like, yeah, we'll give you this leeway, but just know that you might not be able to do everything you keep going through. So really, really enjoyed that. I like the Tyranitar. I think that was like a really cool mechanic in the game. I think it gave it a lot of extra layers when it came to battle. Because like the
Right.
last human that we got that was good was Mega Evolution. You know, like
Do
every
miss
mechanic
Mega
that was in
Evolutions.
Z moves stuck.
The fucking Gigantamax was okay. The reason I like Terrasilization so much, like you said, it adds layers. So now, like, if I throw out my Squirtle, you thinking, oh, I'm just gonna throw out this fucking, I don't know, Electabuzz, and I'm gonna cook him. But little do you know, I have a ground terrestrialization for my Squirtle. Now he's a ground type. Now your Electabuzz's electric type moves don't do shit.
Yeah, I am actually on my playthrough with that ring. I have a Goodra that is pointing thrash wise. It knows no dragon moves whatsoever. It only knows poison.
Whoa.
So, like, when I'm in a battle, like, I mean, I was going to be able to pivot and rotate, but
Right.
nine times out of ten, I'm going to terrestrialize with that. I also want to say, I don't know, this is my first time trying to do online Pokemon battle. Hard. Not like the first little itty bit was like pretty cool. Like, oh, all right, cool. Like, I beat this guy like easy. I'm one of these people who usually protect, quick room, top skill swap.
Bro,
I got both, man. I got cooked multiple.
that's why I am like that is Pokemon is the one game I don't have the confidence to play other people in because I'm not good at the game. Contrary to popular belief. Like playing other people, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just doing stuff, man. I'm not like thinking in depth like these other players are to use like shit. I didn't know what Trick Room was until I started watching like competitive VGC battle. I'm like, oh, so these slow ass Pokemon aren't completely useless.
Oh yeah, no. Trick Room is great. Actually using status moves, great. Like I think what do I have something I put I have like minimum like iron defense or something to protect from like getting hit or like something that boosts my attack. Or like, at least one of my Pokemon. Like or they actually have one move designed for that spot. You know, sometimes I get my all out attack or like yeah, playing that made me realize, like, you know, maybe I should put protect on here. Because, you know, it's tough to get protect when you're about to knock somebody out and they poison you. They only got one turn and you go to attack and you can't attack because they protect them and you die.
Fuck
Protect.
that.
Yeah, so that's some things I really like. And like you said, gym battles, goal challenges, love. One little small thing that I super love. And I know it sounds stupid. I don't have a sandwich maker. I don't know. I like being the creative company. Yeah, I'm just like, oh, let me go make this here. I looked up Ash and was trying to tell like how to get the drink, and I'm like, all right, cool. Like I'll just go to the store and buy Charizard. It's set up so like only certain stores have certain items and stuff, and I actually have to like
Oh,
go
you gotta
get the
look up
things.
and go to places.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I thought that was cool. Best thing about the game though, always. Those were perfect. Okay, they added a whole multiplayer motif to it where you could actually like go check out a den, go fight them, get in a terror battle, and then but like the new two ways. How great was that? You know?
That was fire. I ain't gonna lie. That's
That
That joint was fun, bro. We was getting cooked. We
so
actually had to like look up shit and strategize, and that shit was fun.
I don't know, like it was a really good thing that they did because you know you get to go to the gym to do all that stuff in the last game and it stunk and everything was super easy to beat. You hit it in one move and then you're done and whatever. And this was like no, you're not one shot.
You are not.
You that's another time. You better have some status moves to slow this thing down before
You
it
better
takes
have
you
some
out.
status moves. You better have a Pokemon that can like provide support to the team. Like you actually like it's a real like raid. You have to have a good team. That's why it's hard to do them like online with randoms. The only ones you can really do with randoms are like the like 4 or 5 star ones. Those ones aren't too bad as long as you got competent teammates.
The 7-star rating, yeah, you for sure have to go
Oh
in.
yeah, you need a
Hey,
team.
I'm healing, and I'm only healing, so do not look at me to attack at all. Yeah, no, good game. I when it first came out, I think I was one of the. I said it when it first came out that this might be my favorite Pokemon game. We'll reel that back. I will say possibly top 3 to 5. I really enjoy it, and that's probably
Top
more
three for
like
me.
nostalgia. Nostalgia taking over because Soul Silver, Heart Gold is an excellent run through. But yeah, no, not my favorite. Things I don't like. Not a super huge fan of the post game. After playing Diamond and Pearl before this, getting to that point of hitting the game, it was kind of like Diamond and Pearl. I can go still do the Battle Tower, which I know some people don't like it. I'm a big time sucker for the Battle Tower, so I think that's a pause. I enjoy doing that. I like re-challenging the Elite Four with their new team and like. You
Why
know,
don't
seeing what
they
they
do
can
that in every game? Why do they take that feature away? Like,
I
just,
don't know.
bro, it makes no
Because
sense, bro. Just let us rebattle like the gyms and the Elite Four and just give them stronger teams, better move sets, better held items, like make it actually maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's too hard to like, or too much work to actually implement. But I mean, if you ask me, shit don't sound that hard. But I don't know.
No,
I feel
because
like I don't know why they do that.
don't like the Ace tournament that they have in there. With good way to make money is with the aimbot coin and everything, but like they're capped at like the strongest person level 68. Like by this point in the game, my team is,
In the
pretty much up there.
80s.
You
What are
know
we
what I mean?
doing?
Put them like, because when you play Diamond Pro, when we do the 3-4, at the end the strongest is 85, which is still pretty tough. Like, can we do that? Can we like scale the levels to like, and make it an actual tough thing? And that's more for those people. And if you and I, we play it online, but other people don't like doing it. I've watched many YouTube videos, streamers who are like, I only play single player stuff. So with that being said, cool, their content is let me go make a new little silly team and then cap them off at level 60, whatever, and go fight this thing. Yeah, but I don't know. I kind of like the challenge of like, let me go and do this one in a row. And you might ask and everything. So that's just me. I'm a little silly, a little salty, asking for too much. But like I said, you give me that, I might put this number one. You don't give me that, it's two or three. So, not the worst thing, not the worst experience I've had playing a poker. So.
Not at all. Not even close.
So, I want to say one thing real quick about other things we've been playing. I know you played the My Hero Battle Royale game. What's your thoughts on that? How are you feeling about that? Also, I've been rewatching or going back to My Hero.
Oh yeah, My Hero is phenomenal. But I'm talking that was towards the show, but the game, I do like it. It is very fun. This some of my gripes with it is like I don't know, maybe it's because I haven't played it enough, but it feels like some of the heroes are way stronger than others, and it's blatantly obvious. Like Bakugo, broken. Fucking All Might is broken. What's that one? What's the other fire guy's name?
Dobby, I like Dobby.
Dobby's nasty. Don't get me started on the frog lady. God damn. I fucking hate that character, bro.
You been by the far way?
Bro, I've been every time I run up against that motherfucker, I get cooked. Maybe that's what I'm saying. Maybe I just suck, but no. But for some characters, I just fucking broken, bro. You cannot tell me Bakugo isn't broken,
Well, some big talks is my guy.
bro. Like
You
Submit guys,
know,
yeah.
it's the big talk.
I mean, who was I using? I was using Danky. I think that's the name. The electric guy. He's good.
It's just this is a little bit more complicated. You gotta, set it up. But
Yeah, his is difficult. You gotta actually have some mechanical knowledge of the game. But overall, like I actually think it's a pretty fun game. And this is coming from somebody who has come to kind of hate battle royales.
Oh, real quick. I don't know if you saw, they are adding big Iron Dallas in the game.
Oh yeah, I did see that.
And he cancels your ability.
Oh
Like,
shit.
for a small
So
second. So, like,
he's probably broken.
I might use him, right? Or just make me have to actually, like, find his stuff. Because that's the other thing I've noticed about the game. People love throwing their like abilities and stuff, but when it comes to these hands, what 21 Savage say?
I
Probably
beat the shit out of one of these nigga, boy. These niggas wanna fight no more.
and that's how I feel about it. Like, all right, that feel a drama in your face. Like, you better make me over hit that X button because it's not.
That's how I feel when I play Tenya, the fucking speed guy, because this shit
Oh,
is all hands. This shit is all
yeah.
hands.
I love Tanya and who's the you watch the show more than me?
The Rock dude.
The
Damn, what's his name? Damn, I know
that
you're talking about. I know you're talking about.
oh god. Hold on, I got it right here. This is
Damn.
who's from my computer.
I don't know his name. They need to add Lemillion to this game, bro.
Oh, the
That's
building
probably
would
it'll
be.
probably be too hard to implement though because of his power.
Don't think so.
No, not
By
really. You give
Hiroshima.
him.
Hiroshima.
I don't know.
He's
I
part
think
of
that
it.
should be
You know
fine.
what? Is what should we call it? What's his gum, dude?
Gun dude.
Gum.
I don't know who the fuck. Who?
No hero. Hold on, I'm gonna tell you just a second.
They need to put Hawks in there.
Fat gum. Fat gum.
They need Fat Gum. Oh,
Oh.
yeah. They need to put that nigga in there too.
I didn't go to him if I get to the
There's a lot of
gym.
heroes I would love to see. Fat Gum, Lemillion, bring back fucking what was his name? Stain, the first like big villain. Bring him back. Put in goddamn the other dude, Overload, I think his name was. Over something. The one that got
Overlord.
cooked. Yeah, he got his arms tore off.
Oh, whoa. Oh, yeah. What about Dash Gear?
Best oh yeah. He kinda fire. I ain't gonna lie. I thought he was kinda garbage, but he can't, bro. He kinda
Number
fire. I ain't gonna lie.
well, he's number three. Number four. Third, number
Best
three.
genus.
Yeah. Receiving of
Why
the
didn't
best
we
genus
get
of
why didn't
the
we what's the current number one? Todoroki's dad.
Endeavor.
Endeavor. Yeah, why don't we get Endeavor?
We'll get Endeavor. I'm not, we'll get Endeavor. You know what I mean? That's what I'm, he's too big that he won't not be.
Right. They
So
have
I
to
think
have
I'm just
type
still
shit.
pulling it out. You know, very beginning, early game. You know, they can't just give us everything. And I think it's been out for like a little minute too. So like, think before we've gotten, they got to see how the characters work.
Right.
So we'll wait
You
on
gotta
that one.
balance them.
But yeah, no, fun game. I want to bring this up because this is something I'm really excited about. Just want to give a shout out to my boy Bo. Also, real quick, do a little shout out. We do that all the time over here. I'm gonna do this. This will shock you right now, right? I know Bubblepedia, big time. I'm gonna shout out Serebii.
Okay.
Bubblepedia, it's not updated all the way. Serebii's got all the facts. It's got everything I need. So, unfortunately, it's gonna take over for right now, just for walkthrough purposes.
Jeez.
I'm also gonna talk about shout out to Letterboxd. You can find us on Letterboxd. For sure, me. Current letterbox name is Big Gary. So
And that's
that's
an
real
app where
fun.
you like mark what movies you watched.
Exactly. And it's pretty, I like it a lot. I think it's good to like, you know, maintain that list, you know, see what you've been watching, going on like that. So we're shout out to that because we'll be talking about that a little bit later on in the show. So that being said, the last descendant or the first descendant?
First Descendant.
First Descendant was a game that our friend Bo kind of. Matter of fact, was it you, Dre? Who put us on
No,
for
that was Bo. Bo sent that.
Bo,
Bo
so Bo.
sent it first, and then I think I sent it again. And Bo was like, "Oh, I sent this like I think he sent it earlier in the week." And then I sent it again, and we all downloaded it. Man, what a fucking time we had! They need to
What a
hurry
time
up and drop that
to
game.
Oh yeah.
I need
Oh
it.
yeah.
I need it
Oh,
now.
that being said, because we are shouting out my boy Bo, I'm gonna go ahead and give you all of his stuff. You should follow him. He streams. Great streamer. Love him. My favorite streamer of all time. Besides myself, of course. You can find him on the internet, Vogue Caleb, so Vaukaleb, just on Twitch, just like that. And I'm letting you guys know, great content, great stuff going on over there. Currently playing Spider-Man. We just got done watching him play. Well, I did. I know doing it for spoilers, but Mortal Kombat 1, really fun to watch. He plays a lot of other cool indie games. The list and all that being said, also find him on Discord. And this is where we talk about that stuff. And this is going to send us going to be up to all of you guys. You know, this is just be like, oh, this is our friend little Discord thing. Oh, more people can
Nah,
join this thing.
join
It's
the
gonna be great.
Discord.
Join the Discord. It's super fun. You know, we have a lot of fun in there. We show people what we've been eating. You know what I mean? Whoa. So all that being said, you can find him on Instagram, Bnod, and then Bo Caleb, Bo Bnod on Twitch. So
And
yeah, first.
I'll drop all his links in the description of this episode. So whatever platform you're listening on, just go into the description and all of his links will be there.
For sure. So all that to say, both of us on great game. We think Destiny like but in the best way possible. Like that's just how I would say. This is our first time getting on the ground floor of a game in a long time. We get for sure to call duty and stuff like that. But I don't know if you guys remember Destiny 1. I played Destiny 1 when Destiny 1 first came out. And you know what I mean? I had everything and if I stopped, I'm at
Oh
top
yeah.
level. And when the DLC came out, it felt good, you know, grinding Destiny 1 and doing all that stuff. Destiny 2 came out, we stopped playing for a bit and we came back in, kind of stoked because we were so far behind the eight ball. But do I really care this much about going to find this legendary
Bruh.
Destiny yet? But
And it's not even the fact that like with Destiny 2 that you get so far behind, but not only are you so far behind, the fucking the model of how it's set up is horrendous. Like you gotta get this DLC with this season pass with this to get that, but the base game doesn't come with this. You gotta buy this to get this, but this doesn't come with that, so you gotta buy that to get this. It's just a bunch of like, it's just a bunch of nonsense just to fucking play the game. Like you spend more time deciding what DLCs to buy than actually playing the fucking game, which is what made me stop playing. And it's, I don't know, like I still keep up with it because the story has gotten pretty good, but actually playing Destiny 2, no thanks. Keep it to yourself. But First Ascendant, man, you're absolutely right. If you have, or if you didn't get the chance to play it, I definitely recommend just go look at some gameplay. Third person, kind of like basically like a third person Destiny. The shooting is really fun. Like the actual gameplay is really smooth. The guns are fun. The abilities are fun. Like the in-game content, the little bit that we got to do, it was actually fun and challenging, and it felt rewarding at the end. So I'm ready for a full release. First Ascendant, I believe it will be free to play. I believe it'll be free to play, which
I
is
think they
great.
were talking that might drop in February. Let me go do some research. Once again, this is
Ooh.
the best thing I do
I'm with it. That should come out in February.
with that. The end of February 2024. So yeah,
Say
you
less.
already
We're back.
you hear it here first. Let's just send this come out. You can definitely you will be finding us. Hopefully we'll be set up with all our streaming and stuff. So you can watch me be bad. He's that shield guy, which I absolutely love. What I didn't realize until we got to like a boss fight that I could put like a whole shield around like my teammate on the ground, pick him up and just keep moving and like nothing. It's pretty strong. Okay, cool. You got me. I'm in. So yeah, first ascendance, great game. Great game. This point shoot, Luke. But like, it's fresh, it's new, And I think that was like a real important thing. Like, women, and I'm about to go on a little rant here, but women are something so much to do, and it's just like, it felt good from the jump. Like, Call of
Oh,
Duty.
it's been a long time. Like, I think there's only probably, no, I can't lie. Actually, I have been playing the few games that I have been playing this year. I've actually been really good.
Yeah, I know. So I just get on my whole thing about Pokemon. So,
Yeah,
I mean, let
and
me come back a little bit. I just
fucking.
want to say, when it comes to like these shooting type of games, like we've seen them all, and it's just
That
felt
I
good.
agree with.
And like, it just felt good. I remember when I bought Modern Warfare 2, I was like, oh,
More
okay.
Call of Duty.
Maybe I'm a little hesitant on buying Modern Warfare 3, and obviously the friend group gets it, I'll purchase it, but I
Man, I just watched a video about Modern Warfare 3, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Like, the gameplay is fine because I did play the beta, but just like the actual game itself is fucking cooked. The unlock system is so dumb. So you know how I'm gonna just cue you in, Micah. So you know how in the past, however many years Call of Duty's been coming out, the way you unlock, guns and lethal grenades, tactical grenades, field upgrades, this, that, and the third, you unlock them by leveling up from one to whatever the max level is. In this game, it's not like that. So to unlock the Simtex grenade, you don't just simply level up to like level 10 to unlock the Simtex. You have to do a fucking challenge, some kind of challenge to unlock the Simtex. And it's not just like that for the Simtex. It's like that for like, I think the guy did the math, it's like 50 other items, like guns included. You got to do like daily challenges and get wins to unlock stuff in this game. So you can be level 55 and not have unlocked everything.
I'm not even going to
Yeah,
know what I'm going to say. I
exactly.
kind of like that.
I
No,
don't like that. I hate
I'm on the
that.
other. I think you should get something base, yeah. But you know what? I think all these, like, we get. Hey, you're right. We are giving the same thing every single time. So if you really like this game and stuff, you're going to grind to get what you want. Because you know it's going to come up a little later. It's going to be, all right. So I guess you don't want to grind it. You just want to buy it. And then everybody's gonna be so mad. Oh, so you could just buy everything? You just buy everything? You could have grinded it out. I mean, I look at that and I go back and look at 2K in the same way of like, people, it was shocking and appalling to me when I was talking to my kids I was working with and be like, you don't just play my career? What? You mean play 175 my career games? They've done the math. 175, 2 seasons to get 99 overall? Or $25.
That's crazy. I don't know. Maybe I'm from a different era.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. They're not doing it from this, but the thing is, the standpoint that you're taking, they're not doing it for that reason. They just want to keep people playing Call of Duty. And how do you do that? You put these shitty challenges in the game. But that's not going to do nothing but piss people off. But I mean, fuck, they got
I
to play
mean,
it, I
but like
guess.
they do something different. I get the it's annoying, but I also get the if you want it, you'll go get it mentality.
All right, but do that for the more like complex items. Don't fucking make me do a challenge to unlock a Simtex grenade. What are we doing, bro?
Hard
Simtex is
should
a
what
staple.
on the syntax be? What? How hard is the syntax? Syntax grenade. Oh.
I think it just depends on whatever daily challenge you get. Generally, I get it daily. No, you got to do three. So whatever three daily challenges you get, that's how you will unlock it.
All right. Everyone knows. Oh, God. You need to reach level 25 and then complete daily challenges in the armory. Because you unlock armor, you can find your syntax grenade. Blah, 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 requires you to complete two daily challenges or more in this game. Okay. I don't know. I get it's different from what you're used to. We're just going to get
Damn,
the
am I
balance
old?
down.
Am I old?
You just
Do
you're
I sound like
young,
a
but like
boomer?
it's for who? Hey, who's the host to see someone move? I could be wrong. I could be on the wrong side of it. I just feel as if we're going to get you to keep playing this game, you're going to have to. You know what? I'm going to bring this back to the first Modern Warfare. And you remember how you were playing so much? And it's like, how come I can't hear his footsteps, but he can hear mine? Like, oh, you don't have Dead Silence Pro? I didn't know that was a thing. You better do that challenge to get Dead Silence Pro.
Oh, but
How
that's
come?
different, though.
But it's not, because those are things you needed. I get you. I get what you're saying about like it being for guns and items. But in this case, think about like with the Commando Pro and Ninja Pro and all that stuff. Like, how did he knife me from that far back? Oh, he's got Ninja Pro. Well, I guess I
What
gotta
a
go get Ninja
nasty
Pro if I don't
fucking,
go this afternoon.
what a
You know what I
nasty
mean?
perk.
So they took that stuff, which was like super whatever, and then made it into like, hey, everybody loves a claymore. If you want to get this claymore, you're going to have to work for this claymore. You know what I mean?
I guess. Still not a fan of it, but I get what you're saying. I
I can get like,
understand it.
I could just be on the other side of this. I'm old. How about
See,
that?
it'll be, but it'll be annoying when you're fucking, 'cause we don't have as much time as we used to, right? So it'll be fine when you first get the game and start playing it, right? It's gonna be
It's not for
annoying when we're 6, 7 months into the game and we haven't unlocked everything yet.
I know what you're
That's gonna
saying,
be
but what thing
sick.
is us? It's not for us. It's not for the working man, right? It's for the streamer, it's for the teens.
Well, God
It
damn it,
is not.
make something for the working man.
We were not in mind. They said 9 to 5. You have unlimited time because all you do is play this for your job. You are a child and you beg your parents to buy you this thing and you have to go back to school.
Here you
Cool.
go, buddy.
Yeah, here you go. Spend all the
Yeah,
time to do that. What? I'm playing Fortnite again. I'm pretty sure I'm getting lit up by fucking 14-year-olds because they have nothing else to do.
I'm getting that. I ain't gonna lie, I'm not getting cooked. It's just
Not
the
getting
shit we was
cooked.
talking about with Apex earlier. People just like, this is why I hate battle royales. Motherfuckers don't like, back to what 21 Savage said. Niggas don't want to fight no more, bro. Everybody just fucking sitting in corners, ratting, and I get it. The purpose of a battle royale, survive the longest. But how is that fun? Like, where is the fun in that? Everybody sitting in corners, waiting for the circle to close, and then you just trying to sit and hide while everybody else fights. Nah, fuck that, man. Get out there and fight. Stop being a hoe. That's my
Yeah,
opinion on it, because
I'm
I've never been a
the
camper. I've always been a fucking. I'm rushing. I'm going there head first. I hate camping.
what again? Come play some Apex with me is that we'll get you right. You get
Right.
it active when you're supposed to get it active.
Get active, man. Get active.
All right.
Shit.
Don't you worry about a thing. Yeah, no, I think you made a good point there. And like I said, uh-oh. The video will approve when the internet approves. Uh-oh, I just called you out right there. The video is going on. All that to say, I could get the gripe, but I also understand that being the thing to make the game a little bit more enjoyable. Like, you know, people already grind camo, and you might as well just grind to get all this stuff too. Like, what is it really? What more is it really at? Like, can you get 2 daily challenges? How many times do you play the thing and it pops up like, oh shit, I completed a challenge?
As I'm saying, the daily challenges, I guess it's more of like an annoyance thing. Like, golly, I just want to use the thing. I'm already max level, but now you tell me I gotta do this too. So I guess it's like a damn, San Francisco beating the shit out Jacksonville. Come be
Oh,
my team.
could
Yeah,
it be my team either?
I
20-6 and what the TV says. It
think
looks like the Lakers have the field right now. So, oh, Oh, I don't know what's happening. I don't know if I bought a chick or not. Anyway, it'll be me. It'll be me. We do play San Francisco later this year. They
Oh,
will be at
God.
Sun Open. Later on, it will be at.
Not watching
Right now,
that game.
if you're losing so many games, dude, we lost to the Texans.
Me tell you
We
about a game
lose
I'm not gonna be watching. I'm not
the
watching
Cowboys. Oh, shit. I will. I'm thinking about
game.
that. Oh, no. What's happening to my team right now? Oh, see?
They
My
got him.
dad
They
is
got him.
still.
They got him. Relax. Relax.
I saw it. I know you're ahead of me. Please let me. I'm freaking out, man. It's only 5 minutes. I'm not concerned. I'm not that concerned. I'm a little bit concerned. Not much concerned. Almost there. So I'm gonna flip the gears a little bit. We'll talk a lot about video games and stuff like that. Any good movies?
Yeah, I actually watched a couple good movies recently. So don't judge me, but last week for the first time I watched A Nightmare Before Christmas. Don't know how I've never seen it, but that was a really good movie. Loved it.
Oh, really?
I finally watched Creed 3. Holy shit. That last act when him and Damien were fighting. Whoever directed that shit, I think it was Michael B. Jordan that directed it. A plus. That shit was phenomenal. And then yesterday I watched The Blackening. That was a funny movie. It was actually
Okay.
pretty good. It was a good movie, I ain't gonna lie. I don't really do horror. I mean, it really wasn't scary, to be honest with you. But overall, it was a That was a funny, good, funny movie. But yeah, what about you?
Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer.
Okay. Goo, yeah, I was saying Goo Oppenheimer. Goo chain. I watched it twice in theaters. That shit's 3 hours long, and I watched it twice.
Damn.
I loved it.
Is that good?
It's good. In my
I'm not
opinion,
seen it.
maybe I might be a little overboard on it. I will say this: niggas was acting their asses off. First off, Robert Downey Jr. If he's not at least nominated for Best Supporting, I don't know what we're doing. He's excellent. Excellent. I'm talking about he's been Iron Man for this long, and it's like, oh, you forgot. Well, I got some acting chops underneath these,
You niggas felt like
boy.
I forgot I can act.
You watch Charlie Chaplin 1993? All right, bitch, watch. Yeah. See, all you know is me, Tony Stark. No. Let me see something. Come here. But no, for real. Like, everything about it was phenomenal. I watched it in regular. The first time it was all right, and then I'm watching an IMAX with the surround sound and the
Oh,
book going right in the theater. It was like, all right, there we go. Yes, I need that Dolby, whatever.
this shit
I
hitting.
watched Extraction recently. I was saying like maybe back in September. Extraction was good, but I watched the second one whenever I get a chance. And then I saw Barbie. Barbie, I'm not the target audience. But it was still a good movie. That's what I'm saying about Bobby. Like,
Oh, I
not
saw Super
bad.
Mario too. I don't know if you saw it.
No, how is that?
Ain't gonna lie. Loved it.
Yeah.
That, the Mario movie, love that movie. And that new Transformers movie, bro. I will not,
Been
never.
talking
Bro, it
about.
is so fire, bro. First of all, the first like 20 minutes completely subverts expectations, bro. Like, bro. It's so good. I mean,
What is
it
it?
does have this its corny ass like Transformer friendship ass, moments, but what, superhero movie doesn't? But still, that bro, that's the best Transformers movie we've gotten since fucking, I don't know. What was the I don't even that movie wasn't really good. The third like Transformers in the The Shia LaBeouf trilogy.
Nah, it's your first one for me. Man, if you've seen this shit, I love
But seriously though, like
that.
those movies are barely even good. I mean, the first one is fucking phenomenal. I love that movie. But like the second one is meh. The third one is really only good for like that final act when they're fighting in Chicago. And the Mark Wahlberg ones, garbage. They could have kept them shits in the vault.
Yeah, man. Oh, wait, is it Beast Wars you're talking about? Is that the new one?
Yes, bro. Transformers Rise of the Beast or Beast. That shit is fire, bro. That shit.
Okay.
Fire.
The
I want to watch that shit right now, but I don't know what it's streaming on.
Well, hey. That's why you gotta get Letterboxd. The Letterboxd will tell you exactly what app and everything's gonna be streaming on. So,
Oh, that's fire.
yeah. So if you wanna find something, you just go to Letterboxd and it'll be like, hey, yeah, let me go do this, blah, blah, blah. And it'll be like, well, you can find this here, and if you want to use this, sign in on it. I don't know, remember my password.
This is how I
Well,
know it was good. Kanaya liked it. That's how I know
no.
it was good. She liked the shit.
That is a good barometer. If they can stay awake for the whole movie.
Exactly, bro.
Well, you're doing the right thing, man. That sounds good. I might have to put it on. Not tonight. No. I'll watch it sometime. Sometime.
That's what we've been doing lately. We've been Sunday's movie night, man. Sunday we watch a movie.
What's the movie tonight?
Well, tonight we watching The Blackening because she's never seen it, so she wants to watch it because I told her it was really good. So I don't mind watching it again. That shit was it was a fun watch.
All right. Damn. Oh, because I got Crunchyroll now, I think I'm gonna watch what I'm supposed to do is watch Jujutsu Kaisen. I'm supposed
I
to
was just about
watch
to say that.
Jujutsu Kaisen Zero so I can get the movie, then get into season two, which I heard season two is crazy. I've seen some stills and some
I've seen some
spoilers there.
clips on Twitter of some of the fights. Shit looks crazy.
Yeah, so I need to get on that. But because I do have it, I finally get to watch Dragon Ball Z Superhero. So, or Dragon Ball Superhero. So more so, no, what is it? Beast Awaken Beast Gohan and Orange Piccolo? I don't know what it's
Oh
called, but.
man, I forgot we got a new Dragon Ball. Holy shit, I can watch all of that now. I'll probably
You
no,
see?
I gotta do a Saiyan first.
Watch the movies, yeah. Watch a couple of things. You see the new old Dragon Ball Super thing they're coming out with? Like it's
No.
basically one of those three Coco Melon Dragon Ball Super. It's like they all get turned
Oh,
into kids.
the chibi art.
Yeah, they all get
I
turned
have
into
not
kids.
seen it.
That's a
I
huge
saw the
L.
trailer. It out?
No, not yet. I said
Oh.
give us a year and a half. I think we'll finally get Super. Because I know Super's still going, and I didn't read, but I didn't watch like a YouTube like little 30-minute like thing through the whole manga, the whole chapter and everything. And I did the latest chapter. I did that with, and it was really, really good. So I think I'm gonna get back into manga. I actually did start reading Hunter Hunter again because the guy who writes it, he's feeling better. He's got a couple chapters out. So heard interesting fact that his wife, who is the creator of Sailor Moon, if he were to pass, she said she would continue writing. I want to see how that
Ooh.
plays out. A lot of really cool
Interesting.
storylines and everything. But yeah, no, I mean, it sounds like we've been, and been busy. And next time we come
Yeah.
back to this, should not take this long because we got a lot of
Yeah, mom.
things, watch lists and everything. So,
And we fucking finally
well,
figured out how to effectively record online. So
we
now we don't
got.
really have an excuse.
Yeah, well, we got to post this to see how it sounds before we clearly say, because I'm not using a headset. I have a microphone attachment.
I mean, even
Or
if it
not.
doesn't sound phenomenal, all we gotta do is get mics
Yeah,
and
I mean, I have this mic
be
here, so
straight.
we'll see. But all that being said, guys, thank you for still, rocking with us. Catch us on Instagram. There's gonna be Days at the Arcade on Instagram. We have a Twitter. I think neither one of us you all use the Twitter account. But
Yeah, well, you don't you mean X?
oh, exactly. Days at the Arcade on Instagram. You can follow us there. We've been posting some stuff, little teasers, my different loading screens, which is funny because after a while, people were actually messaging like, "Oh, I don't know which game this is. Oh, you actually paying attention to this?" So, I think what I'm gonna be doing before we get this episode out, we'll see
Was
a
some good
bunch of
marketing, bro. If anybody else does that, we fucking suing them because nobody's done that before. And so, if I see any of you motherfuckers out here putting up loading screens, thinking you copied us, we did it first. Well, Micah did it first because he came up with the idea. So don't be stealing. Don't be stealing from a
next
dog.
is going to be press start. So look for some press start screens either way. You see them on Instagram, let us know. Like, comment. Like, if you know what game it's from, let us know. Obviously, something will be obvious, but press start, find out. But all that being said, we appreciate you guys. We love you so much. Thank you for still being a part of the family. This has been another episode of Day at the Arcade. Peace out.
Peace.